السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I call this an urgent message. Urgent message. If you go back to all the YouTube messages and session we did together almost a year ago, close to a year ago, and I call it the time. I call it time. Time. I call it time. I call it today. I call it the end of time. Today, I finish a complete research by a hadith from books, the word of different major scholars in earth from different countries. Each one give you a complete evidence from his own perspective according to Quran and Hadith. Some of them from Palestine, some of them from Saudi, some of them from Syria, some of them from Egypt, some of them from Morocco. Different one, different one. And the bottom line is, according to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the depth of knowledge of these people and even historian and even some people swear by Allah is very pious people, so dreams of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and advise them about Mahdi is arrived or born, wallahu a'lam. And he, in another narration by different people, he advised them to increase Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim and increase Tasbih. The bottom line is, when you gather all this knowledge, we are in the last moment. To the point, if you gather all this knowledge, they expected, wallahu a'lam again, Allah know best, al-Mahdi and al-Dajjal will be in next 20, 30 years maximum. Maximum. And this according to the people, this timing, it can be low, it can be less. And we are in the beginning of the countdown of what called al-Malhama al-Kubra. What it meaning? The major fighting, which a lot of blood of Muslim will be in the ground. And we know, according to all the hadith, the Muslim will be divided into two groups only, two. A group Iman, no hypocrisy in it, and a group hypocrisy, no Iman in it. My job in this message to tell you, according to what coming in my heart, after all what I heard and read and know, we in it. We in it faster than you imagine. We in it faster than you imagine. And my advice will not be brand new again. It will be the same. And if you go back to the session about time, you will know. I take you step by step. I did not finish it because I do not finish all the hadith, but we in it. And according to all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it started by prepare yourself before Yawm al-Qiyamah, or you will see this amount of sign. The bottom line is we in it. We in it. And my advice to you, number one, go read the hadith, read about the end of time and watch different scholars what they say, and don't gain one, but I wanted to watch like 10, 15, 20 major scholars and listen to them what they said about the end of time, and you will be shocked. Why? Again, we in it. We in it. Once we in it, that I will gather to you all the major advice. Don't talk too much. Don't involve in nonsense. Do a lot of dhikr, a lot of dua, especially Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. La ilaha illa anta, Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa al-afiyah wal-mu'afata al-tamah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Salah ala al-Nabi, Durood Sharif, al-Salah al-Ibrahimiyya. Make Salah ala al-Nabi the maximum you can. Call Allah by His name. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Increase. Increase the maximum you can. Go a lot of reflection to your heart. Do whatever you can for Sabilillah. Elevate the name of Allah. Alleviate the suffering of other. Do whatever you can and don't delay good deed. Don't delay any good deed. And be vigilant about your iman, not about the mistake of other. I will repeat it, be vigilant about your iman and your manner. And don't be vigilant about the mistake of other. Be vigilant about your iman and manner and your heart. Because in the end of time, the heart will fluctuate very fast. We talked about it before. Go to my session about the time. Listen to them again. Go to the book of end. Many books in the market about the end of time. Listen again to all the lecture about the end of time, because some of them will give it to you from historical point of view, from messages point of view, from economy point of view, from political point of view, from signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sign of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Believe me, is very rich. You can go to Google or YouTube and type, okay, lecture about the end of time, and keep listening. Keep listening, but just verify the scholar first. I'm not going to give you names. If you have a doubt about anybody, send me, I will tell you yes or no. But listen, listen the maximum you can to one speaker, 10 speaker, 20 speaker, 30 speaker, 40 speaker. Why? You will see how a lot of them carry same ahadith from different perspective. And some of them has beautiful, beautiful explanation and very depth explanation. But the bottom line again, we in it. We are in the countdown very fast. And one of the signs is ghafla, heedlessness. The majority is not here. It's like nothing is going on. This is a musiba. That's why you want to be alert. Because you can your qiyamah can be any time, which is death. By this way, you want to keep your heart clean, no bickering, no backbiting, don't look down to anybody, don't call people are sinner or this, you never know who is what. Just focus in yourself and what you're doing. Don't indulge or involve in any nonsense or any division or any fitna. Make a lot of dua. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenak. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Remember the hadith about Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said in the end of time Allah will change the heart. The heart will be changed. I'm just giving you a glimpse, okay? And when you see somebody the heart change, make dua for them, but fear Allah, because I might be next, you might be next. But the main thing, gain your time. Don't waste your time in anything except dhikrullah. Remember this. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the muslimin. Make dua for Islam. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you in the state of Islam. You and your family and the whole ummah. Make dua for everyone. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use you to be the part of elevating the nur of Allah, the Islam, and not be a part of fitna and killing. We see what's going on. I just verified just a few minutes ago. Okay, in Syria now, the mujahideen, the good people, is divided over 99 groups. It used to be 30, now it become 99. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Division after division, division after division, division after division. And a lot of this group end up, instead of be united, no, they fight each other. Not the enemy, no, this is a musibah. This is not the time of division. This is not the time of bickering of different idea or ideology. Or a fiqh, no. No, this is not the time at all. Don't open any topic causing any division or ideology. Don't. Just be for Allah and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you die in a state of Islam and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, the maximum we can. We don't deserve it, but we have hope. We have hope and we try to do our best. Do your best. And if you find somebody has goodness, join. Somebody causing fitna, get away. Get away. Any good deed for sabidillah, join. For sabidillah, with ikhlas. But this is easy to say, because our nafs is high, our ego is high, our arrogance is high. Please, please clean up. Clean up quick. Clean up quick. Clean up quick. Clean up quick. Because when this happening, if you read the hadith in the end of time, the time will be so quick. And the heart change will be so quick. And your iman can slip from you, slip and be removed from you. And you run after iman, you cannot find it back. May Allah save us, may Allah save us, may Allah save us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I bear witness, I am responsible of every word. We are in it, we are in it, we are in it. Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim. Increase the name of Allah, Ya Salam. And said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, أعشنا بسلام وجعلنا هداة إلى السلام وأمتنا بسلام وأدخلنا قبورنا بسلام واحشرنا يوم القيامة بسلام وأرنا وجهك الكريم يا سلام وأدخلنا الجنة بسلام يا سلام أمين يا رب العالمين. What it mean? Oh Allah, make us live with peace, make us spread peace, make us fill our heart with peace, make us die in a state of peace, make our grave in a state of peace, resurrect us, Ya Allah, in a state of peace, and O Allah, make us meet you and enter Dar al-Salam, Jannah insha'Allah, the Dar, the place of Salam, and allow us to see the most beautiful face of you, Ya Allah, Ya Salam, increase it. And if you're living the message, you will have peace in your heart. You will generate peace with other. You will spread peace. You will be the spreader of peace. Don't bicker. Don't join anybody to bicker. Get away. Get away from bickering, argue, nonsense, you name it. And he said, she said, backbiting, get away. And remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: whoever believe in Allah and Yawm al-Qiyamah, say goodness or be quiet. Make this your constitution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us good ending insha'Allah. And also increase, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adab al-nar wa qina adab al-nar wa tawaffana ma'al abrar ya aziz wa ya ghaffar. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We in it, we in it. The countdown is very fast, very fast, more than you imagine, in the front of eyes and one of the thermometer, we will not feel it. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.